Now, our next speaker needs very little introduction. We requested her as a national rep. I think this is the third time around, and we have her here now. Pam Allen directs one of our NFB training centers, and she is here to give our national report. I'm not going to spend much time. I want you to hear from Pam. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Patty, and thank you all for that introduction, and what a great way to kick off this morning. So I want to welcome all of you here as well, and I also bring with me greetings from our president, Dr. Mark Maurer. Of course, Dr. Maurer would love to be here at each convention, and I know that he was just here, not last year, as I believe, but his busy schedule does not allow him to do so. So that makes it great for all of us who serve on our national board, because we have the opportunity to travel and serve as national representatives. And it's truly a pleasure and a real privilege for me and my husband, Roland, to be here with all of you this weekend. The NFB of Illinois has a great reputation, as I'm sure you know, especially for cultivating young leaders. And you certainly are demonstrating that this weekend. And the Illinois has served in so many ways, and it's a real privilege to be here. And I want to take a minute to commend President Chang and all of the board for putting together such a great agenda. I know it's a team effort, and you have a great leader here. And also want to thank everybody for your hospitality and your warmth this weekend. We've been so impressed by the spirit, the enthusiasm, and again to the Blackhawk chapter and to Bob Gardner, what a great job putting everything together. I know it takes a lot to put together a convention, lots of details. Yesterday was a great day. Many different things were happening. I know many of you attended the seminar, and was great information shared, the exhibits, wonderful resolutions committee. I've been to a lot of resolutions committee and meetings, and I'm telling you, that one just went off without a hitch. And excellent resolutions that we'll be hearing later on in the convention, really important issues that we're working on here in the National Federation of the Blind. And we were delighted to serve. We had a lot of fun last night at IAB's Idol. We were up very late. So much talent. It's, you know, much talent. So we had a lot of fun serving as the judges. Darian and Roland and I enjoyed that immensely. It was tough work. So let me tell you, this is a very talented affiliate, as I'm sure you know. So let me ask here, how many people are here at your first convention? Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Let's give a round of applause for our first-timers. We want to welcome you to our Federation family. And I know this is your first convention, but I'm sure it won't be your last convention. So welcome. Welcome to all of you. And I think you'll find as you go throughout the weekend, and I'm sure you already have, how much the National Federation of the Blind has to offer each of you. And we are looking forward to learning about the talents that you have, because we will also be tapping into those as well. Now, we just heard, and we appreciate our congressman bringing up Meet the Blind Month. As all of you know, October is Meet the Blind Month, so I'm sure many of you in your local chapters are busy with different activities that are happening. And so, of course, in the Federation, we're busy year-round, but we have a special emphasis in October. So I really encourage everybody to get the word out, to reach out to new members, to try some new things as part of Meet the Blind Month. The great thing is that we have events happening all over the country, really highlighting the National Federation of the Blind and our philosophy and our message that it is respectable to be blind and that blindness is not a tragedy. And so all of you, I thank you for the work that you're doing and on behalf of Meet the Blind Month, and look forward to hearing about those activities. I want to share with you this morning some things that are happening nationally. And as all of you know, there's always something happening in the National Federation of the Blind. That's why all of us here are members in this organization, the voice of the nation's blind. And so you will hear, and I could spend hours here describing all the different activities. So I'm just going to focus on a few things, but I want to mention that we will be here all weekend, obviously. We are happy to talk with you individually about any of these things that I mentioned, or if you have more questions, we can do that one-on-one. So just to touch on a few things. Now, of course, I want to mention, since, you know, we have some really exciting things going on, and some of you may know about these, but especially for our first-time conventioners this weekend, I think you'll be surprised. We have something for everybody, all ages, all interests. You'll see that the NFB is really leading the way. So we will be talking about, since we just heard from our congressman, and we really do appreciate you being here. I know it's a busy time of year, and thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us. I want to mention a very important piece of legislation. I'm just going to lead off with this, because this is something we've worked very diligently on, and I know that in Illinois there, you had a rally earlier this year. How many people were there? Earlier this year. Oh yeah. Okay. So Springfield, but a mighty, remember the NFB was just started with a few people. It only takes a mighty group. And this was an issue. If you were at National Convention this year, we talked at length about it. Those of you who weren't able to attend our National Convention, I know have read about this in the Monitor, and you've heard about it in your newsletter and in all the different events. This is a very important issue that we have been fighting in the National Federation of the Blind for years, and I'm really excited to say that H.R. 3086 was introduced earlier this week, and we would love to have our congressman sign on and co-sponsor that important piece of legislation. That would be excellent. So this, for those of you who may not be familiar, I'll just briefly let you know that this piece of legislation would end the exploitation of blind people and people with disabilities that has been going on for decades. And we need to put a stop to it. And that's what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. We work diligently until we get the job done. And so Congressman Stearns and Congressman Bishop introduced the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011. Again, that's H.R. 3086. And this bill would phase out Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, which allows employers that hold special wage certificates to pay their workers with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage. And I know people think, how is that possible? Here we are in 2011, and people are still receiving less than the minimum wage. So we need to work and put an end to this. And many people said this could not be done. They said we'd never get legislation introduced. This was impossible, but here we are. And we know in the National Federation of the Blind, we don't take no for an answer. We keep working until we have our goals accomplished. So now our job is to get co-sponsors for this key piece of legislation. That's what each of us need to do when we contact your local representative and let them know that we want to make sure this legislation is passed and we need them to co-sponsor. Obviously, we're still working very diligently on the Senate side as well, and we will make this happen. So again, H.R. 3086, we want everybody from Illinois to be signed on to that very, very critical piece of legislation. And I'm confident that you can do it. So also, we are working diligently on several other pieces of legislation. And I know that all of you are proud in Illinois about the Technology Bill of Rights. Since one of your members of Congress, Representative Schakowsky has been leading the way on that. And we are continuing to work on that piece of legislation. We'll keep working on that as well until we get it done. And this piece of legislation would help increase accessibility to technology, home appliances. We want to make sure that we are not left behind as technology increases. We want to make sure that blind people have access. So that's something we will continue to be working on, along with the act that you heard President Chang mention earlier, that would increase opportunities for entrepreneurs and blind people who are interested in going into small business. Lots of things happening there legislatively that we want to tackle. And so those are things in the that we are working on. Again, we particularly want to focus on H.R. 3086 right now. Obviously, since it was just introduced this week, we want to work quickly and make sure that we let people know about that. It's something that has received a lot of attention in the news since, again, as I mentioned earlier this summer. So we need everybody's help to get that done. I also want to mention, for a number of years, we've worked on social security issues in the National Federation of the Blind and making sure that legislation that's related to social security does not serve as a disincentive for blind people who are returning to work. Currently, the Social Security Administration is doing a study, the Benefit Offset National Demonstration, which is a pilot program that tests a two-for-one benefit reduction. And this will give us some information, and we are hoping that our members will be included in this study. And so when we have some more information, the outcome of that study, we're going to continue to move forward in legislation related to Social Security. So stay tuned for that. I also know that if you, those of you who've been in the NFB know that we are committed to Braille literacy and in all different programs. And in fact, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of the programs that we're doing. And we heard some great presentations earlier from some of the people who participate in the Braille Readers or Leaders program, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But we're also working on legislatively issues that are surround access and Braille literacy. So in 1997, the National Federation of the Blind successfully persuaded Congress to amend the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, which specified that Braille should be the presumed reading medium for blind children, and which was a great victory. And we worked, some of you I know in this room worked, and some of you are have benefited from that. The intent was that was for Congress to require instruction in Braille and the use of Braille unless the IEP team determined otherwise. But when the Department of Education issued regulations implementing the amendment, the department nullified the presumption of Braille, and by considering Braille a special education service. And under the instituted regulations, the instruction and use of Braille is no longer mandated if the IEP team cannot reach an agreement on the appropriateness of Braille and the student is not currently receiving Braille instruction. So as Congress begins to work on reauthorization of IDEA, we will be looking to have the language included to reaffirm the 1997 language to ensure that Braille is the presumed reading medium for blind students. And so I'm confident that we will get that done, and we'll be, again, as the legislation and things develop, you'll be hearing about that. So I want to just say, you know, in the National Federation of the Blind, earlier, several months back, many of you worked hard, and I know that Debbie Stein, one of your leaders here, was instrumental in our Quiet Cars, a lot of education about Quiet Cars and our Quiet Cars. And many of you worked on the Pedestrian Safety Enhancement Act, which was signed into law. And again, people said that we couldn't get it done, there would be too much disagreement, it just wouldn't happen. But we worked and we showed them that by working together, we can make it happen. So all of these issues that I mentioned that are happening legislatively, our governmental affairs team is always working. They're always, you know, they know what's happening legislatively, and they do an excellent job of letting each of us know what's going on so that we can work at home in our districts and make our members of Congress realize what's happening and how this legislation affects blind people. So I'm counting on all of you to really stay tuned. I know that NFBI is right there. We've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, we've got listservs, we've got the newsletter, all kinds of great connections that, you know, the moment the news breaks, you can be on it. And so that's how we'll get this legislation passed. And since I'm mentioning legislation, I wanted to just mention to you, how many of you have been to Washington Seminar? Say aye. Okay. Washington Seminar, I know we have some new people here in the room, and so I want to just briefly mention that since we talked about legislation. And I kind of kicked off the national report here with legislation because of our guest and that exciting news about the introduction of H.R. 3086. And so Washington Seminar is where we come together and work on these legislative issues. And it's an excellent, excellent opportunity. This coming year, Washington Seminar will be February 6th through the 9th. So I want you to think about that. We hold it every year at the Holiday Inn Capitol, which is right near the Capitol. We have a large meeting, a great gathering in on February 6th. And that is where we really hear about the issues that we'll be working on as a group. All of our affiliates, we have affiliates in all of our states, in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, but all of our affiliates come to Washington. We have members from each affiliate, and they go around to their members of Congress and talk with them about our issues. And if you want to see the power of the National Federation of the Blind, it happens right there at Washington Seminar every year. That's how we get these pieces of legislation introduced. That's how people come to learn about the National Federation of the Blind. And so Washington Seminar is one of the first things that I did as when I was first learning about the NFB, and it really left a tremendous impression on me. And so I would encourage you to think about attending Washington Seminar. It's really an impressive event, and you really see the power of collective action when you're there. And when you hear hundreds of canes and people traveling through the halls of Congress with their canes and their guide dogs and all of us there advocating for our issues as speaking with one voice. So it's an impressive event. So again, that's happening in February, and so be thinking about that this year. Now, I want to mention that, now, of course, since I'm in Illinois and since you're president and all of you students will be perking up here, since the president here is the chair of our National Scholarship Committee, I could not fail to mention, nor would I, because a scholarship program is near and dear to my heart, that all of you who are students, whether you're entering college or going into graduate school or in college, are strongly encouraged to apply for national scholarships, and the applications will be out very shortly. You can check out nfb.org, and I met this weekend, we've already met some extremely impressive candidates for scholarships. I know there are also scholarship winners in the room who've won in past years, your president being one of them, and others as well. And so I would really strongly encourage all of you to check out our national scholarship program. We have not only, of course, you get a great prize, and that is cash, which helps always as you're a student, but also you have the opportunity to attend our national convention and meet thousands of blind people from all over the country and really experience the NFB on a whole different level, a really exciting mentoring program, and just a great opportunity. So please, please apply. And I encourage you, whether you've applied before and maybe your application wasn't selected or you're applying for the first time, please apply. It's a really great opportunity. So check out nfb.org as the applications will be available in a couple weeks. Now, a couple things I wanted to mention. I talked a little bit earlier about Braille and from a legislative perspective, and we also are working in the National Federation of the Blind on many levels. Of course, we have the Bell program, a great program for enrichment, Braille enrichment, learning, and literacy that we piloted a few years ago and is spreading all over the country. It's a summer program for kids ages 4 to 12 that promotes the use of Braille. And so that is a program that's growing each year. More and more states are added, and we're always looking for people, states that are willing, and people who are willing to serve in the Bell program. Again, it's to focusing on kids ages 4 to 12 to really help them learn Braille, increase their Braille skills, but also to understand how many different ways Braille can be useful to them in their daily life. and also a chance for them to meet some excellent mentors. So the Bell Program is something that our Jernigan Institute is doing, has done for the last couple of years, and as I said, it just continues to grow and grow each year. A great opportunity to promote Braille literacy. I talked briefly about the Braille Readers Are Leaders program. We heard, as I mentioned, some excellent presentations about Braille this morning at our parents' breakfast, which was a really great way to start out our day. And it was really great to hear the kids talk about Braille and what it means to them, and also really give some encouraging words to parents and kids who are learning Braille. And the Braille Readers Are Leaders program will soon be celebrating its 30th anniversary, which is amazing. And think of all the, you know, thousands and millions of pages, I'm sure, of Braille that have been read over those 30 years. And if you have ideas about the Braille Readers Are Leaders program that you want to share, please share those with Natalie Shaheen at our Jernigan Institute. Natalie does a great job and is really seeking ideas if you have suggestions. I'd also mention, for those of you who are adults, there are categories in the Braille Readers Are Leaders program for adult readers too. And so it's a great way to really, especially for those people who are maybe learn Braille as an adult and want some, you know, good incentive to keep working on building that Braille reading speed, which is so important. So you can check out our website, nfb.org, to get signed up for that. And the contest is beginning in a few weeks and, again, goes on for a few months. And really important to stress Braille. Regardless of whatever age you are, there's a category for you. We also, at our Jernigan Institute, as you can tell, the NFB is focusing on programs that affect people of all ages, as I mentioned earlier. So we've talked about legislative issues. We've talked about programs emphasizing Braille literacy for kids, the Bell Program, Braille Readers Are Leaders, which covers kids and adults. We also are launching a program called Early Explorers. And this is, some of you may have noticed this summer at the conventions, heard some talk about this. This program is for parents of blind children, ages birth to seven, and this will really emphasize travel and the importance of travel for young children and how critical a parent is, that a parent is really that child's first cane travel teacher, learning how to explore the world. And so this program is designed to really provide resources to enable young blind children to travel independently at an age-appropriate level and to understand how important a cane is to a child. So families that are enrolled will get a kitty cane for their kids and an informational DVD about using the cane with a child, connections to the NOPBC, and to mentors who can serve as role models for their kids and answer those questions and really help parents encourage their kids. And I know that we have some parents here that are really excited to have you here this weekend and that you sometimes have questions about travel. And so that's just an excellent opportunity, a new program, and you'll be hearing more about that as it's launched here this fall. Also, focusing again on the youth, I want to mention, and I know after I present, we'll be hearing about the Youth Slam. So how many people were involved in Youth Slam? Say aye. Okay. Now, and again, we're going to be hearing some from the people who participated. I know some people have also served as mentors as well. The Youth Slam is a program we just had this past July. There are 136 youth from 42 states and Puerto Rico. This was our third Youth Slam. And this is focused on really empowering youth and taking on subjects like nanoscience and biology and chemistry, astronomy and computer science, and exposing youth to those, spending a week with mentors. They can really think about their hopes and their dreams and how the future will be different. And this was a huge event of great success, and it's always really, I think, inspiring to hear from those who participated in Youth Slam, as you will in a little bit. Youth Slam, again, is something that we do every other year, and each year it just grows and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's an exciting an opportunity for those of you who are youth, or maybe your parents, or maybe you teach kids. That's a great, the Youth Slam is something that you'll be hearing about again. We'll do another one here summer after next. And that's a great opportunity for kids to learn about science and careers in science and technology, and also be exposed to our positive philosophy. We also have a parent leadership program that allows parents to really meet other parents and develop those leadership skills. So we're really, in the National Federation of the Blind, we believe this is a family affair. And you'll hear all of us mention the NFB is like a family. And I want to extend that especially to parents and students and youth. We really need all of you and your idea, your input, so that we can really help our federation and really make the future brighter for blind kids. And that's something that's critical to all of us. Now, I know many of you are familiar with our Blind Driver Challenge. And some of you may have been in Daytona earlier this year. Some of you may have watched that online. This happened earlier in the year when we actually had Mark Riccobono, the director of our Jernigan Institute, and drove at the Daytona Speedway, and was really as part of the Rolex 24. And we are still working with Virginia Tech on our Blind Driver Challenge. This will, of course, stimulate the development of innovative non-visual interfaces, and we're seeking other university and technology partners to join with us. We're further developing how this research vehicle will really help, obviously, as it applies to driving, but also some other implications of the work, including innovations for improved access to information and indoor navigation. And you might remember at our national convention, Dr. Maurer announced the Blind Driver Training Program, and the purpose of that program is to investigate the characteristics of blind drivers that might improve success with non-visual interfaces, and exposing, you know, testing a wider pool of people so we can learn about the elements that go into learning that program. And so, again, that's another opportunity that's out there, and that, again, this pilot program, we'll be hearing soon about how you can apply to be part of that pilot program. And for those people that were at Youth Slam this summer, they had the opportunity. This at the Youth Slam was kind of the first public demonstration where the vehicles were actually driven on public roads around our national center. And so those people who were at the Youth Slam this summer had the opportunity to ride in one of those vehicles, which was really exciting opportunities, something that I'm sure they will not forget. So again, the National Federation of the Blind is always pushing the envelope. We're always challenging ourselves to really think outside of the box and think about things that other people might say can't be done, and we are there to make sure that we get them done and we figure out how that's possible and all the other implications that will come from that great research for the Blind Driver Challenge. A couple other things that I wanted to mention that are happening. We have, again, for those of you who are students, I know that there's great emphasis. I hear a lot from students about access to different programs that universities are using, courseware and different other programs that we are working with publishers across the country to make sure that our blind students have access to those programs so that you can compete, you know, with your sighted peers at university and have access to all the different programs that are out there now. Our technology team at our International Braille and Technology Center constantly working with developers to really ensure that access is not an afterthought, but that it comes in from the very beginning. And whether that's access to web pages or specifically to certain devices, that's what our technology team does, and they do a great job. They presented at numerous conferences and worked with a lot of different programmers and publishers to really reach out and make sure that, as we mentioned earlier, that we're not left behind. So we appreciate all that they do, and they have some great resources on our webpage. And that's something that you can definitely check out. Again, we're specifically working on, you know, CoreSmart, Vital Source, some of the other publishers that especially work with universities and access. So that's something that's a priority for us, and we will continue to work with that. Again, I wanted to mention, too, that we are always seeking ideas. So if you have ideas or thoughts or questions that you want to share with our staff members at our National Center, that's what makes the NFB the great organization that it is. It's made up of chapters and affiliates all over the country, and we have our national headquarters in Baltimore that are our national headquarters. And that's, if you have ideas that you want to share with our Jernigan Institute staff or any of our staff, please remember to feel free to do so. I know that we'll be hearing about, we heard about Newsline yesterday, did a great presentation at our employment seminar on Newsline. For those of you who may not be familiar with Newsline, it is a free service for people to access hundreds of newspapers and magazines over the telephone. They can also be emailed to you, can access them on the internet. And in addition to newspapers and magazines, there are TV listings and a great way to find jobs for all of you job seekers. Great information on there about how to search for jobs. There's some really exciting features. I know Dave Meyer is the coordinator, and he does a great job of educating people about Newsline, so I know he'd be happy to answer any questions. If you're not signed up for Newsline and you'd like to get subscribed, we can provide you with information to do so. And I'd really encourage you to get signed up. It's a great way to receive information in a variety of ways, and to really make sure that you have access to current events and in a very timely manner. So that's something that's happening, and Newsline's a great service. Now, I want to mention, too, that we are, of course, in the National Federation of the Blind, extremely busy, as you can tell. And again, as I mentioned, I'm only talking, I'm highlighting some things that are happening. One of the things that I know we all look forward to each year is our national convention. So how many of you have been to a national convention? Say aye. Okay. Who hasn't been to one but would like to go? Okay. All right. So national convention, I know this is only October, but it's not too early to start thinking about national convention. It'll be June 30th to July 5th. 2012 in Dallas at the Hilton Anatole, a beautiful hotel. We have great rates, $63 for singles and doubles and $68 for triple and quads. And if you start thinking about it and saving up now, our national convention is where we all come together and we talk about these issues, the policies, the things that are affecting blind people that are really happening. And it's an incredible event. We have thousands of people that attend our national convention from all over the country and all over the world who come to learn about blindness from blind people. And so if you can attend, I'd really encourage you. Great activities for students, for parents, for families, for people of all ages at our national convention. It's a truly empowering experience. And if you can be there, I would really encourage you, start thinking about it now, start saving up. We can start making reservations right after the first of the year. So I encourage you to be thinking about that now and make plans to attend our national convention. I know Illinois always has a very dynamic and very enthusiastic delegation, which we love to hear. And so the bigger, the better. And so start making plans for Dallas. After Dallas, starting in 2013, we'll be in Orlando for several years in a row, which is a great thing, another great city. And that, again, I would really encourage all of you to think about coming to National Convention. It's a really excellent experience. Now, I want to mention, we have all these programs that I've touched on and many, many other things. We have our Jacobus Tenbrook Library, which is a huge library with wonderful information about blindness, and our National Center, all of the programs that we mentioned, our scholarship program, our parents' leadership programs, all the different initiatives that we are conducting. And you might wonder about how do we make this happen? So in the National Federation of the Blind, we do fundraising of course, and I've seen a lot of fundraising happening this weekend. And the great thing about fundraising is the first three letters of fundraising are fun. And so you have to have fun while you're raising funds. And definitely you've been doing that. We've Roland and I have helped out a little with some snack bags and raffle tickets and all kinds of great fundraising. So on our national level, there are a few programs that I wanted to mention. Now, some of you may be familiar with PAC, which is the pre-authorized check program. This is a program that's a great way to give to our organization. It's a simple thing where money is debited monthly from your checking or savings account. So the great thing is once you sign up, you don't even have to think about it. Just remember to make note of it in your checking or savings account debits. And you can start with as little as $5 a month and go on up from there. So currently, Illinois is ranked 26 for PAC, and we have 19 people giving. And so your monthly contribution is $385. And if you could raise a little more money this weekend, which I'm sure you can, then you would move up and put some of these other states behind you. Now, for example, this very weekend, the NFB of Georgia is also having their convention, and they happen to be right above you at number 25. And with $397. So there's just $12 between you. Number 24 is North Carolina with $397. Number 23 is Indiana with $402.50. And number 22 is Mississippi with $413.50. And number 21 is Puerto Rico with $445. And so you could really move up pretty easily. 21 is Puerto Rico with $445, and number 20 is Florida with $461.50. And if you wanted to get into the top 20, 19 is Alabama with $533. So if we could have some people sign up for PAC this weekend and really get signed up, that would be a great way for you to help the organization and also to help. We always have a little healthy state competition in the NFB. So we have PAC forms. If you want to get signed up, I'm sure we can make that happen. Again, this is how we get our programs funded. All the great programs, we have our Independence Market. We have all the free literature that our national office sends to us upon request. All the programs that we do, PAC is a huge contributor for those programs. Also, we have the Shares Unlimited and NFB, our SUN program, which is a way of investing. You can buy a share for $10. And Illinois is currently number 11 with $200. Number 10 is Nebraska with $205, and number 9, Indiana with $260. Number 8 is Maryland with $325, so you could jump ahead of them if you sold a bunch of shares. Number 7 is Mississippi with $350. And SUN is a great way to invest in the long-term future of our organization. A third type of fundraising that we do, another project is the Kenneth Jernigan Fund. This helps people get to national conventions. Some of you here in this affiliate may have benefited from Jernigan Fund scholarships. And currently, Illinois is number 8 with $300 for the Jernigan Fund. And so it's a great opportunity to help out and support our organization. Also, another very important fundraising tool we have is our Imagination Fund, our Race for Independence. If you haven't signed up yet to be an Imaginator at raceforindependence.org, please get signed up. This program is great because not only does it help raise money for our national office, but a percentage of that money is given back to state affiliates. And based on the amount of money raised, 25% of it is divided up and goes to all of our affiliates. 50% stays with the national office, and the remaining 25% is put out upon affiliates can request. And I know that Illinois has done that in the past and benefited from grants from the Imagination Fund. So the more money we raise, we get out into our communities and ask for donations and tell them about the great work we're doing, that comes back to us in so many, many ways. So those are some opportunities to help support our programs. And I would like to mention, you know, I know that fundraising is something, this is a tricky time in our economy, but one thing about it is that the work of our organization speaks for itself, and we all believe strongly in and are committed to the NFB. So I wanted to mention that the fundraising is important, and we're counting on all of you to help us do that. Now, before I finish, I want to mention one thing really quickly, and I know many of you know Parnell Diggs. I know he's been national rep here before, and many of you are familiar. Parnell also in charge of our Imagination Fund activities, and you've heard him present at national convention. And many of you may know that he recently announced that he will be running for Congress next year in the great state of South Carolina, in a newly created district. And so he is has launched his campaign, and you'll soon be, his website will soon be up and going, ParnellDiggsForCongress.com. And if anyone who's interested in helping Parnell, wouldn't it be amazing to have a Federationist in Congress to really communicate our message? And all of you who know Parnell know he would do an incredible job getting that across and really making his voice heard and our voices heard on Capitol Hill. So we will, for those who are interested in contributing, we will be passing around an envelope, a box for anybody who would like to make a donation. This will be coming from all of us collected here this weekend, and we'll get it to Parnell to help in his campaign. So we're really excited about this announcement, and know that Parnell will be working busily, not only to represent South Carolinians, but all of us in Congress. And again, that election will be next year. So he's already started hitting the trail and getting the word out there. So it's pretty exciting stuff. Now, I've talked about some of our most prominent issues, our legislative issues, our upcoming activities and opportunities for fundraising. And some of you might wonder how all of this happens, especially those of you who are new, how this is possible. I want to mention too, those of you who haven't signed up yet to receive the Braille Monitor, which is our monthly publication that's available in numerous formats. Also, we have Future Reflections, edited by your own Debbie Stein, does an awesome job with that. Magazine for parents. Lots of our different divisions that focus on specific careers have newsletters, all the different publications and literature that happen. The reason that we have and continue to be able to make our dreams turn into reality is because each of you in this room, all of you are busy in your local chapters spreading our philosophy daily. You're a part of a nationwide network of hundreds of chapters, and we are promoting the belief that it is truly respectable to be blind. Our success would not be possible without each of you. Regardless of how old or young you are, each of you will contribute and is contributing to our movement by your actions, by your example, and by your words as a Federationist. And I want to thank each of you for all of your dedication and the hard work that you're doing every day to make our movement stronger. As we have often said, we've won many battles, but the war is not over. One of my favorite quotes is from Margaret Mead, and she says, "Never doubt that a small group of dedicated citizens can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has. Let us continue to work together to shatter misconceptions about blindness. Through the power of the National Federation of the Blind, together we are changing what it means to be blind. Thank you for making a difference."
Does anybody have questions for Pam Allen? Let's give her a hand. Nice report, Pam. Thank you.